This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We didn't need to create a doomsday budget. Governor Jindal did that for us.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says despite hearing the sky was falling for the past several years, this time everybody better grab an umbrella.
These are not cherry-picking the worst possible things to get everybody all in a lather. This is the reality of what we'll have to deal with.
Darden was blunt with the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, talking about the cuts DHH will have to take as part of curing the $750 million current budget shortfall.
All we can cut is within the Medicaid budget, and we would either have to cut part of the deal with the public-private partners or cut optional services under Medicaid.
Darden said he'd been candid with the private partners, telling them,
as we sit right now, the state is simply not going to be able to meet every financial obligation that's laid out in those contracts.
That means
the hospitals would have a right to walk away from the contract if they are not paid exactly what is specified in the contract.
There's an alternative scenario.
Reducing dramatically or terminating some optional services, which is not a good option and one that we don't want to exercise.
That includes terminating hospice care and dialysis treatments and potentially lives. Darden said he'd met with the Republican Legislative Caucus in Lafayette Monday morning, answering questions and trying to gauge their will for or against revenue-raising measures. He says if the sky does fall, it's on their heads.
If the legislature decides it does not want to support any sources of new revenue, by the very nature of the problem, the most vulnerable are going to get hit.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.